Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Relatives and elders protesting the death of 10 Somali civilians allegedly killed in a raid by Somali and U.S. troops say the bodies of the victims will not be buried until the perpetrators apologize. Somali officials initially said troops had killed 8 Al-Shabaab militants during an operation. Later, the Somali army said its forces, supported by U.S. troops, mistakenly shot dead the civilians, including 3 children. At least 36 people were killed, 269 injured in violent protest in northern India after a court convicted Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh of rape. VOA's Maya Bush has more on the riots that took place.
Thousands of the spiritual leader's supporters, angered by the court's verdict, took to the streets, vandalized public property, and set vehicles on fire. Curfew has been imposed in Sirsa City, and security has been beefed up in various cities across northern India, which are considered a stronghold of the spiritual leader's followers.
Some Indian holy men can summon thousands of supporters onto the streets. Their system of patronage and sermons are hugely popular with people who consider the government has failed them. In 2014, the attempted arrest of another guru on murder charges ended with the followers attacking police, clubbing them as well. Flooding, tornadoes, next danger facing residents of the southeastern part of the U.S. state of Texas. That's where Tropical Storm Harvey is swirling about. About 25 centimeters of rain could fall in some areas, including the city of Houston, leading to flash flooding. At least 7 tornadoes have already touched down in and around Houston since Friday evening. So far, 1 person has been confirmed dead in Texas, where the storm came across on Friday as a Category 4 hurricane. This is VOA News. European Union Commissioner for Migration says Brussels may withhold development aid and impose trade and visa restrictions on migrant source countries in Africa and Asia to force them to take back failed asylum seekers. This is the first time U.S. commissioners or EU commissioners have threatened to block access to European markets in response to the long-running migration crisis. Meantime, the EU's border protection agency, Frontex, says the number of migrants crossing into Italy has dropped dramatically just in the last 2 months. Speaking in the Italian port city of Catania, the group's executive director, Fabrizio Legheri, attributed the drop to actions by the Libyan Coast Guard. He also spoke with reporters about migrant crossings farther to the west.
We see that figures now are increasing in the western Mediterranean and namely irregular crossings from Morocco to Spain. But I have to say that this is not linked to developments observed in Libya. The flows on the western side, let's say from Morocco to Spain, are mostly composed of Moroccan citizens.
Italy bearing the heaviest share of the exodus to Europe, 97,000 refugees there by boat so far this year. Hundreds of thousands of people marched, flooded into the heart of Barcelona, public rejection of violence following extremist attacks on August 17th, Spain's deadliest in more than a decade. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for vehicle attacks in Barcelona and Gambros, killing 15. Authorities have shut down 2 radio stations that aired critical coverage of Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro. His government refused to renew the station's licenses. This came as Venezuela staged military exercises in defiance of Washington and new sanctions just announced. Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino López was on hand to see the drills.
Volvemos a decir y alzar nuestra voz en rechazo.
We say again and raise our voice to reject the measures that the North American empire and the elite governing the United States is taking against the people of Venezuela.
La élite que gobierna los Estados Unidos de Norteamérica contra el pueblo de Venezuela.
The exercises take place amid increasing tensions between Washington and Caracas. More than 120 people have died there. Many more have been injured and jailed during months of ongoing anti-government demonstrations.
That's the latest world news from VOA.